the world. Eye on Pakistan. Arif Rafiq of Globally News is here to report on the return of the king. Well, the return of the premier in exile. Nawaz Sharif is his name. He's the elder brother of the prime minister who is now standing or was standing for re-election, Shahbaz Sharif. At the same time, he represents the past, not distant, recent past, 2017, 2018, in exile because the army didn't like him. But they've changed their mind, according to Arif's report. Arif, a very good evening to you. A large rally in Lahore to welcome Nawaz Sharif's return. Is this a political rally? Is this a sentimental rally? What is Sharif's devoted following in Pakistan? What does it represent? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me on. Yes, it's both a political and a sentimental rally. For Sharif, it's sentimental because he left Pakistan in 2018. He was self-exiled in London for 4 years after being convicted on corruption-related charges. During that time, his wife passed away in Pakistan, and he's said to have not been able to visit her at her bedside as she was departing this world. So his return in many ways is sentimental, but it's also political. The rally, of course, is aimed at mobilizing public support ahead of next year's general elections, which are expected to take place in late January. And so the idea here is that Nawaz Sharif, who's the former three-time prime minister of Pakistan and heads one of its largest parties, the Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz, that he's really the center of gravity for his political party. And for it to have a real fighting chance in the next elections, he will have to be present in the country. And he's someone who's been at loggerheads with the military during his previous terms in power. And his return actually marks a recalibration of relations between the two forces, between Sharif and the military. And they are more or less clearing the way for him to return to power. So this power show in the form of this large rally in Pakistan's second largest city of Lahore is aimed at giving the party momentum to have a very strong showing in January and perhaps even form the next government.
Since Nawaz Sharif was in power, the world has changed several times. The pandemic, the collapse of the global economy, the war in Ukraine, and now the war in the Middle East. So he seems like an antique when he enters the policy decision-making process in Pakistan. The army now favors him. Why? What does he represent to the army that they can use? I note that the army is now selling quietly shells to Ukraine to continue the battle with Russia. At the same time, the disturbance in the Middle East is profound, and there's been upset in many governments, not just Islamabad. So what does Sharif represent to the challenges of right now?
So Sharif, for the military, for the Pakistan Army, represents a least bad option. So as I said earlier, they've been at odds with one another in his previous three times in power. And right now, the greatest challenge for the military is the other former prime minister, Imran Khan, who is currently behind bars. In August, he was convicted on similar charges related to corruption, and he's been sentenced to prison. And then there are other charges that have been thrown at him that could put him behind bars for a much longer time. Now, a pattern that we've seen in Pakistan's history, in Pakistan's politics for decades, is that the most popular politician is often behind bars, and the military goes and allies with someone who's in a weaker position in terms of public standing and tries to help them get to power. And so essentially, Nawaz Sharif and Imran Khan have traded places because the military did the same thing with Khan in 2018. They helped propel him to power. So for the military, they're looking to balance Khan with Sharif. And in 2018, they did the quite opposite. But as you noted earlier, the world has changed since then. We've seen a dramatic change in terms of geopolitics as well as domestically in Pakistan. Pakistanis have been hit by inflation, triggered in part by the Russia-Ukraine war, but long preceding that. And that has really eroded the purchasing power of average Pakistanis. And for them, they're concerned about the present and the future. But Nawaz Sharif would like to return you know, turn the clock back to 2017 when Pakistan was experiencing relatively high levels of growth. But those days are largely over. They're very much part of the past. He has to deal with a Pakistan in which the electorate is pretty much a majority youth population, and they have no concern for the 1990s, the 2000s, let alone just, you know, 5 years ago. So the challenge for Sharif and his backers in the army is to figure out how to deal with the present and not revert back to the ways of the past.
In your report, you mention Nawaz Sharif's daughter, Mariam, as a possible future politician in the Sharif family. Who is she? What do we need to know about her?
Well, she's the one of many children of Nawaz Sharif. He has some sons, but she is actually more or less his anointed political heir. She's someone who was educated in Pakistan, has largely been, you know, in her youth into her middle adulthood, has largely stayed out of politics. But since 2013 or so, she's begun to play a more proactive role. And she's emerged as a very forceful advocate of her father. And, you know, this is a society in which, you know, women don't really play a strong public role, but politically, in terms of hereditary politics, that can give them a leg up. And so she is the inheritor of her father's mantle. She's someone who's very combative politically, very skillful in terms of public speech. And she's very, you know, adamant about enforcing her will, including over longtime members of her father's political party, as well as her uncle, Shahbaz Sharif, who recently served as prime minister from 2022 into 2023. And so there's also competition within the broader Sharif family. Nawaz Sharif and his brother, Shahbaz Sharif, are two competing poles in the party. And for Nawaz Sharif, one of his aims is not just to return to power next year, but also to cultivate, to pave the way for his daughter's control of the party for the coming decades.
And the man in jail, the man detained, Imran Khan, is there a way of measuring Imran Khan versus Nawaz Sharif popularly in the streets? Do they enjoy the same numbers?
Well, there was a poll conducted by Gallup Pakistan, which is affiliated with Gallup International, not Gallup USA, and it was conducted in the summer. And it put Khan's popularity at around 60%. Nawaz Sharif was 24 points behind, so he was in the mid-30s. And so that's a big, big gap. And that's a reversal from early 2022 in Khan's final days as the prime minister. And what it showed was that Khan, when out of power, was able to cultivate a very powerful message that that fused public discontent against the, you know, rising inflation and the eroding purchasing power and quality of life with a sense of, you know, grievances against the interference of the army as well as the United States in Pakistani politics. So that narrative still exists. And that is something that Sharif as well as the army will have to contend with, even though Khan remains behind bars and will probably be in prison for a long, long time.
A long, long time, keeping Khan in, unless, of course, he has a medical emergency and has to go into exile in London. Oh, yes, that's an old script. Now, Arif Rafiq of Globally News reporting on the return of the man who was and would be king, Nawaz Sharif. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,